And so here we go, worldwide live over the internet through BBS Radio. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm calling in from Magalia, California. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Tonight, it's Monday, and we have a random topic. I just read the email, and what it says is, did the Elohim really talk politics yesterday? Yes, that was quite interesting. It was during the channeling session from at the end of the call where somebody put in the light for Donald Trump to be protected. And I'm very curious to see what Wynn has to say about it tonight. In the meantime, we had a few more callers come in. Welcome to the conference call. If you want to, please say your name and location. But that is only if you want to. Thank you for being here.
Hi, guys. This is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
Hi, and I have my son Evan here with me, too, tonight.
All right. Hi, Evan. Thank you for being here. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Dharmananda here.
Hey, Dharmananda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. More people joined in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Joni in St. Louis.
Hello, Joni. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heis. It's Cleo from Connecticut.
Good evening to you, Cleo, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Are there more people that joined in and want to announce themselves? If so, feel free to say your name and location. All right. I thank all those that are listening over the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating with this. And we are still waiting for Wynn and Terry to be present. It is today, by the way, the first day of August, 2016. And we have, as usual, calls per week. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location if you want to. We welcome you. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
Hello. This is Terry from Roselle, New Jersey.
Hello, Terry. Welcome back. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
I was down in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heis, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don, and welcome to the call. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hello. Shirley from Ohio.
All right. Here we have Ohio double represented. Thank you for being here, Shirley.
You're welcome.
All right. But we also have a conference call on Wednesday, same time as the Monday, and on Sunday mornings, which is from 10 till noon Pacific Standard Time, where we have 1 hour of random topics with Wynn discusses and in combination with Terry Brown. And then the second hour is personal healing and putting things into the love light, and also a channeling session, and very important, the global session or the grid healing. All right, we had more another caller join in, at least one. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Cynthia,
I did pick up Chris, and that was in combination with a lady. Good evening, Chris. Thank you for being here. What was the lady's name?
Cynthia,
welcome to the call. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, good to hear your voice.
My name from Salt Lake City. That was me earlier, and you didn't hear me.
I did not hear you. Janine, welcome to the call. How are you?
Better.
All right. I'm glad. All right. Thank you for being here. More people joining in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Roger in Austin.
Good evening to you, Roger, and welcome to the call.
Thank you, guys.
Who else joined in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Rick, Iowa City.
Good evening to you, Rick. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Fine.
All right. Welcome to the call, please.
Wynn, Sedona.
Hello, Wynn from Sedona. Hey, my friend. I think we have an echo. Check, check. Is this line over here? Sorry to have to mute you. All right, so we are worldwide live through VBS Radio. Thank you for Terry. Being here, and I see Terry is present. Good evening, Terry. Thank you so much for being here. I welcome all those that are listening through VBS Radio. I thank everyone here on the conference call, and I'm going to turn the things off. Win.
You know, Heise, it just pushes me into this every 3 times a week. He says, all right, we push things up. He thinks I'm ready.
You don't have to, you don't have to be ready. Just do it.
Just do it. All right. Okay. Just a second. Terry, you're on the line?
I'm here.
And let's mute the lines. We have some background noise, and then I'm going to start the recorder, all right?
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
1st of August.
This conference is being recorded.
This is August 1st, 2016. And Wynn and Terry in Arizona and everyone everywhere. And this is going to be one of those controversial Mondays. If you saw the email I sent out. And I don't like doing this kind of call because it can spark a lot of emotions in people, because our prime purpose in the work we're doing is to be a liaison between the higher realms and this realm. And there's one theory that people have, and I have it to some extent, is not to focus on the things in the world, and not to polarize with the things in the world and stay above them, because otherwise you get looked into the things of the world. But the other point of view is we are in this world, and it is affecting us. And we have to make constant choices concerning discernment with the things around us and the things that are happening on the planet and the things that are happening in our country. And this is one of the perhaps the most catalytic time in the history of our planet. And people wonder, what's going on? How do I relate to it? And all kinds of people have their opinions. And there's some people that are saying spacemen are going to save us. And we have constant indication that that's not true. And, you know, when Carla Rucker was working closely with me, I ran that by her, and she said it wasn't true. And if you're talking about the Ra group, and this is probably true for the Elohim group, but the goal of the higher groups is to assist us in our own evolution, not to take our power away. They are not superior to us. They're bigger, they have more energy, they have more wisdom, and some of us were them and came here to volunteer to help lift this realm and had to go through many lifetimes of suffering because they made that decision. And some of you are those people, and I know our work is helping many of the people that fit that kind of understand their own lives better. Because coming from a higher realm into this realm doesn't mean things are better. And sometimes it means things are worse because you can't fit in by the paradigms that other people use to fit in. You have to fit in a unique way. And oftentimes, you have to create a way where none exists. What do you think I'm doing? You know, I'm creating a way. This didn't exist. There's nothing in the world to, to rest this on. It's outside of the world, this work. And I had to create it just by my bullheadedness. And I didn't even think I could do it. And here we are, and it's still in its infant stage. So if you're extremely opinionated about politics, I'll give you a chance, anyone that wants to express your point of view, okay? And that I am expressing my point of view, and it's fairly well researched. And you know what happened yesterday is every Sunday we have a short message from the Elohim, and in that message usually there really giving energy to the people on the healing list. And sometimes I ask them, is there anything else special we should focus on? And sometimes they say, focus on this area because it has the danger of earthquakes. Or sometimes they say something else, some political situation. And yesterday, they said, focus on the election, okay? Focus on politics.
A small correction, Vinny. There was somebody who put one of the runners in the love light for protection.
One of the runners?
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump was put into the love
light. Right.
Yeah.
But this came after they did all of that. This was not about Donald Trump necessarily.
No, but this slanted it towards that, but what it was is they took a look around at the climate of the consensus reality in the United States, and they were really struck by the fact that when Donald Trump spoke, it's like he didn't leave a residue. He says it, and it registers, and it moves on. When Hillary Clinton speaks, it gets all tangled up. And so people, it's like they're entered into a mystery. Is she a liar or isn't she a liar? And it hung up on Hillary. And so all these people were like hung up on confounded, confused by Hillary. And so it stayed in their consciousness as they tried to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, both of these candidates are defective. And if you look in the background of both of them, you'll find all kinds of skeletons. So this is not a choice of who's the most perfect candidate. I'd like to give a little background on something that has been going on for thousands of years. And it's something we don't usually talk about. we have broached on it, but it's important to understand what's going on now in the context of history. One of the Elohim's comments years ago was, they said, one of the problems of this realm is that it goes through gross repeating cycles. And I know that's true. I know, both from my study of all the history of this realm, and even you and I have a tendency, or people have a tendency, to go through gross repeating cycles. You know, you would think that when people go through all these lifetimes, they learn something. But only a small minority seem to learn things. And the rest keep repeating the same patterns over and over and over again. And planets keep repeating the same patterns. And there is a, I won't say a war, but a split in consciousness. And you can call it service to self and service to others. And the Ra group calls it that. But how does that manifest? How does service to self and service to others manifest? Well, throughout history, service to self has manifested oftentimes, I mean, not the only way. I mean, there's just mean son of a guns around, and some of you have had friends and partners that were service to self, and you know, you didn't know it, and you got caught up in it. But on a larger scale, we could say secret societies, sometimes called cabal, okay? Sometimes called the negative elite, sometimes called the Illuminati. And these secret societies work behind the scenes, and they escape history. You can find lots about them on the internet, but when you start looking for this stuff, it's so confusing. And you say, can I believe this? Can I believe that? And I don't believe things easily. I don't even believe the Elohim until I check it out. And it took me 3 years to believe they weren't tricking me, and that they were really, really they were beneficent and had the best interests of humanity at heart. You know, and they have been consistent, and they do not disempower us. They do not want you to worship them. It's a whole new idea of God, I suppose, or higher powers. They want to be our friends, and they've become our friends. Both the Ra group and the Elohim group have become our friends on the other side, if you accept the friendship. And they allow complete free will. And as your friend, they can become part of your team and be there for you. And it's unconditional. You don't have to make any pledges. You don't have to make any promises. But you do have to demonstrate your ability to operate for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. Otherwise, you may not get their help. And you may have to demonstrate some attempt at understanding the law of one. And we talk about that all the time. Now, the negative groups come together, and they would use they understand many of the principles we talk about at the higher levels of negative. They understand them, and they use fear. They don't operate in the highest good of all concerned. They use group energy to create group intentions, and they would call it magic, okay? Like a coven. It doesn't mean all covens are negative, okay? But the key thing is for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. In other words, if somebody goes to a witch and says, make so-and-so love me, that's not honoring free will. If someone goes to a group and they say, I want to put a curse on this person, that's not honoring free will. But it happens. And the negative can be tricksters, which means they do not have to tell the truth. And therefore, if one is not extremely discerning, you can get under the spell of a trickster negative being and get pulled in the wrong direction. That's why discernment is so important. And in our country, these secret cabals negative have been an undercurrent of influence, perhaps since the beginning, but certainly beginning of the country, and perhaps even now, and in the last 100 years, it's even more important, more of more import. And they do something called trend control or social engineering. And the level of indoctrination is so huge that you can get caught up in it and have no idea you've been indoctrinated. They use it on, they control the media. The wealthiest people in the world are in these secret societies, secret organizations. And there's a huge amount on the internet about it. And a lot of people will dismiss it because they put words into the collective that make you reject it. For example, he's a conspiracy theorist. Now, if somebody's a conspiracy theorist, that devalues what they're saying. It sounds like it's, they have an opinion that everything is a conspiracy. Is there conspiracies? Yes, there are. Loads of them. Overwhelming. Is there such a thing as a conspiracy theorist? That is a word put into the collective. They put words into the collective so that people are, controlled by those words. Another word, cult. Now, are we a cult? Some people would dismiss me as a cult, okay? I do my best to avoid them. That is a moniker, but people would, what is a cult? Now, there may be such a thing as a spiritual group that I would say a cult is some kind of group that has restrictions, that has lack of free will, that creates fear, that causes their members to feel guilty if they don't do what's supposed to be done or follow the precepts of the cult. And probably the Catholic Church would fall under that. Be the biggest cult on the planet. And that doesn't mean there's no good in the Catholic Church, because there is. So for years now, we look at this trend control, and things I've discovered, and you can do research on this, okay? I'm not going to do all the research. I'll just say I have discovered enough evidence on the Internet to believe this is true. And when I used to be, I came from going to Berkeley and being very idealistic and wanting to change the world, and then became a hippie and went into a period of drugs, and then went into being New Age and thinking, this is what I've always been looking for. This is the idealism, a world of love. And, you know, every one of those things I went into had connections with the trickster negative that I'm addressing here. For example, drugs were brought into this country by the CIA. There was a lot of money to make drugs very available. There were almost every concert in San Francisco, somebody was passing out free LSD. The Jefferson Airplane, the Grateful Dead. I was there. I saw it. I said, well, this is nice. Somebody believes so much in the value of LSD. Somebody is funding this. Some rich person is funding it. And believe it or not, it was a rich person, but it was designed to break down the family unit, because there was a slow build to control this planet, which some people call the New World Order. And that in order to control people, there had to be a breakdown of their self-empowerment. And when the family unit was broken down, people wouldn't have the same empowerment. When people have families, they're stronger. Okay? When they have good families, they're stronger. And when they don't have families, they have to work harder to keep themselves straight. And oftentimes, the young people of today are just drifting around for experience. They're drifting and looking for, you know, titillation or excitement. And drugs. Drugs are part of that. Let's get together, man. Let's smoke a doobie, you know. I remember that. And there were all these things in the last 60 or 70 years that looked like they were natural movements that weren't. Let's look at some of them. I already said hippies. Drugs. Did you know that I believe this is true at this point? I've done enough research on it. The Beatles were actually part of that. They picked a young, charismatic band with talent, and they made them big stars. They had lots of support and money behind them. And then they brought in drug lyrics. And it was all a huge control mechanism. And it succeeded. And now when you look at the music, it's all corrupted. A huge part of it. You can look at Walt Disney, the bastion of family entertainment, family values, and you'll find that. You can look this up on YouTube. It kind of blew my mind that you'll find that in Walt's cartoons, there's all this hidden sexual imagery. It's not that hidden. Anyone can find it. But it flashes on the screen. And castle pillars that look like penises. And a priest marrying somebody with his penis showing a hard one through his robe. Look it on YouTube. Walt Disney sex. You'll find people run it all the way through. And then you look at probably, if you look at the worst person who's a star, who is devaluing relationships and intimacy. Now, there's a lot of them, okay? A lot of them. But the worst one is Miley Cyrus, or one of the worst. Look at the plan of the negative. Look how successful it is to turn Miley Cyrus from an innocent actress on, what was the name? I can't remember the name of the show, okay? But I'm sure you know. I'm sure you have all remember it. It was about the two of us. She was a high school student and a secret rock star or country star. And she was cute and angelic, and she caught the heart of it, of young people. And they grow up with her, and they turn her into, like, how would we say it? It's kind of disgusting, as far as I'm concerned. You know, her shows, her songs. And you could say the same for Katy Perry. And Katy Perry, if you go look at most of the... Oh, I wanted to... Yeah, I said Miley Cyrus came from Disney. So did Christine Aguilar. And so did Justin Timberlake, I believe. I'm not sure. Maybe it'd be Justin Bieber. I can't remember. But The Factory, turning out innocent, charismatic, angelic young people who end up leading a whole culture into decadence, okay? And...
I was just looking at this. Like Hannah Montana,
that's the name of the show.
Yeah,
right.
Miley Cyrus says about that, Hannah Montana is chopped up into tiny pieces, buried in my backyard.
Yeah. And then if you look further, you find that in order to become a megastar, you have to, and maybe somebody, there's people that can do this, without this concession, I'll bet there are. But in most cases, they have to become part of a satanic group. I mean, they probably don't use the word satanic, okay? But they get involved in a brotherhood, and they accept that membership as part of getting the support for success. And they identify themselves by hand signs, like the devil sign. There's different, you can look on YouTube, rock music hand symbols, or devil hand symbols, and you'll find it is just rampant, okay? And so in today's world, those secret cabals are getting less secret. And they're going to come out in the public sooner or later and talk about the Illuminati as being a really good thing. And a one-world government is really being beneficent to everybody. And in theory, I can say the idea of that could actually be true. In other words, one government that takes care of everybody, and if one country has an excess, they give it to another country. That would be a good thing in terms of organization. The problem is they don't care about people. There's the idea that they would like to wipe out 3/4 of the population. And there's people thinking, well, they're not in control. I mean, everything is going to change. And I'm open to that. I'm open to that. But I keep looking for signs, and I still see chemtrails. I still see loads of things going on, and I see that almost all of our presidents have been under the control of these secret societies. And whether they know it or not, before they're in office, once they're in office, they find out that they can't make independent decisions anymore, or they get knocked off. The two presidents, perhaps three presidents, in the past 75 years, I may be wrong here, I'm just talking off the top of my head, but three presidents that actually were beneficent. One was John Kennedy, and we know what happened to him. To a certain extent, Ronald Reagan, I think, and we know what happened to him. Hinckley shot him, okay? And the other was Dwight Eisenhower. And this has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. These were all nice people that had some level of caring. Now, Dwight Eisenhower didn't have any assassination attempt on him. Speaking of assassination attempts, it's very unusual that John Hinckley was released into his mother's care a few days ago. You know who John Hinckley was? He was the guy who shot Reagan. And some of you can look this up. If you've never looked it up, 1 week before John Hinckley shot Reagan, his brother, I believe it was his brother, I'm almost sure it was, had a lunch date with George Bush. Isn't that a small world, okay? You know, there's all these kind of weird stuff. I can't believe that that was just random. And why did the... A lot of people said that some of these killers who killed some of these big figures were actually Manchurian candidates. What's a Manchurian candidate? If you never saw that movie, it was someone who was programmed, was under mind control. And if you read that a good portion of them all had the same book, which was Catcher in the Rye. They all kept diaries. Now, why is John Hinckley being released now? I hope it's not because they want to use him again to get somebody. The timing is kind of weird. Now, why am I talking about all this stuff, okay? Well, it seems to me, to the best of my discernment, without going into the personal faults or weaknesses of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, of which we could find many, it seems to me that Trump is not being controlled by the secret governments, and he is wealthy. He can hire his own security forces, and he leaves enough clues in his talks, in his public presentations, that he knows about them. Okay, and if you listen to his campaign speech, and if you listen to Hillary's campaign speech, Hillary was painting this picture and is creating this illusion, an illusion, a trickster illusion, that everything is okay. Everything is fine. Our economy is good. And it's, everything is getting better. And nothing could be further than the truth. And anyone can look this up. Our national, if we look at Hillary and Obama, Hillary is the Secretary of State, and Obama is definitely under the thumb of this cabal. I, like many of you, I had high hopes when he came into office. He seemed really smart, charismatic, idealistic, and maybe he was. But what happens when you're in office and somebody starts saying, if you don't do this and this, we're going to kill your wife or your children or you. And after a while, what do you do? You know, you have to make that very hard decision. Do I betray the people or do I betray my family? And they do kill people all the time. One of the things about Hillary Clinton, if you look up Hillary Clinton murder, you will find a whole history from when she and Bill were, when Bill was governor of Alabama, of all these people who, you know, Bill is a longtime philanderer. Hillary,
Arkansas.
Hillary is a long time. I mean, Bill is a long time philanderer. His intimacy with his wife was over years ago, and they stayed together for money reasons or for political reasons or whatever. But during the time he was governor of Arkansas, he had all these guards, his Secret Service, that was driving him around to his affairs. And a huge amount of them had unusual deaths, okay? Because they could have screwed up his political career. Huge amount of people that had inside information on Hillary and Bill had unusual deaths. One of the most famous ones was Vince Foster. Look that up on YouTube, okay? Look it up. And he was a lawyer, I believe, and he was handling a lot of financial affairs. And supposedly he committed suicide. But the facts of the matter was he couldn't have committed suicide. They never did an autopsy. They never did a report, even though it was a very suspicious death. Just recently, there were some YouTubes about two people that were going to testify and bring information about Hillary's email fiasco, which you probably know about. But if you don't, she, instead of using the secure server of the government for her emails, because obviously, as a Secretary of State, her communications should be private, shouldn't be hacked. She was using, against the law, a not secure email with tens of thousands of emails, and some of them very top secret, and they were hacked. Supposedly Putin has her emails. One of the people that was supposedly killed was the Czechoslovakian or one of those countries that was extradited, who had her emails. And whether they come out or not, we'll see. People say Bill and Hillary were running a foundation to a foundation set up as a charitable organization, but we're setting up huge payments from various people and various governments to get to garnish favors from them. And supposedly, they took in $100 million in this foundation for the favors they gave. Now, I don't make it a practice to study all of this. Like, I want to prove it. Like, I'm talking about it. I can't quote everything. But there is so much dirt about the way they've conducted themselves. And the indication is that they are under the auspices of the cabal, and that Hillary will say anything. And if you look at Obama and you look at how he has conducted himself, imagine doing the damage we did in the Middle East, going in, and I don't know how many people we've killed there, and under false pretenses.
And on top of that, leaving 2,300 Humvees behind for ISIS.
Okay. And ISIS is a result of our interventions in the Middle East. We've destroyed countries, we've destroyed economies, and not one country is better off now that we've paved the way for, quote, democracy, unquote, democracy in that country. We can look at Iraq with Saddam Hussein, and that we went into that country because we suspected, or we thought we knew, that he had weapons of mass destruction. And after we pillaged the country, after we dropped bombs, after we killed loads of civilians, it came out publicly that we're sorry we made a mistake. He doesn't have weapons of mass destruction. And we owe that country. We owe all those countries with reparations. But I don't think we're making them. Maybe we are. I don't know. But there was no outcry. People are sleeping in America. We do these things which are aggressive, belligerent, and murderous, and it's just like we wash our hands of it and everyone forgets and wants to know how Tom Cruise is and following their celebrities, okay? So Donald Trump, I looked up Hillary Clinton liar. Look it up. Hillary Clinton murderer. Look it up. Look up Donald Trump liar. You don't get too much on Donald Trump murderer, but you never know. But Donald Trump, I really got the idea when I heard Hillary's acceptance speech and Trump's acceptance speech. I thought there was real passion in Trump's speech. And I thought that Hillary was kind of like, for all that I know, it's going wrong in the world. Hillary was making it sound that we live in a great world and everything is perfect. And we have an economy on the verge of breaking down. We have Obama, who has increased, I don't have the figures in front of me, but has increased the national debt like more than any other president in history to, you know, trillions of dollars. The figures are on the internet. How big did the, ask the question, how big is the national debt? Our country cannot possibly get out of it at this point. And where, how did they increase the debt in doing all of these things in the Middle East, trillions of dollars? Did they make our schools better? Did they increase the lot of regular people? I don't think so. I haven't studied Obamacare, but a lot of people say it's a sham. So this is one where you must do your own research. You must figure it out. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I can tell you, when I do my research, Trump does not seem, it's not about Republican and Democrat, because both parties are under the control of the secret governments, okay? And Trump does not seem to be under that control. One of the things that's happened here under Obama is he's putting all these missiles up on the border against Russia. And do you remember what happened when Russia put missiles in Cuba, how it brought us to the brink of nuclear conflagration, and it was, like, really close? Well, we don't even hear what Putin is saying. And Putin is very upset about these missiles. And I don't blame him. And Putin, this has all happened amongst Hillary and Obama. And I don't think they care if there's a nuclear conflagration. That's the right word, conflagration incident. Because they have underground bases with years' worth of food. And they'll just go under in their bases and hide out if they can stimulate a nuclear war. We know that chemtrails are dropping things which are harmful for people. They're dropping viruses. Look it up. What's in chemtrails? You'll find incidents where they drop this stuff and people get sick. You know, the Elohim has told us, and we've mentioned this, to get a HEPA air filter so that you get particulates out of your breathing air in your house. Leave the windows shut when there's a lot of chemtrails. They said that. We ran an ozone machine, and it kills the viruses that might be in the air, aside from the drinking the ozonated water and all the other benefits. And I've said many times, store some food, because we are... Now, I hope none of this happens. And when I talk to our sources about it, they said none of it's locked in stone, and they seem to be able to create ways of delaying a huge fall. But they do say it's imminent. It will happen sooner or later.
Vivian, let's open up the mics here shortly.
Okay. So, I'll tell you what. Let's start out, and I'm going to... how much time do we have here? Let's see. We have... Oh, my God. We only have 4 minutes, right? All right. Let's open the mics. And if somebody thinks I'm full of it, please step up and say so, okay?
All callers are unmuted.
I'm not giving you much time, but I'll do something on Wednesday if it's important. Okay, so the mics are open. Who wants to say something? All right, guys.
But he agrees.
I'll say something. I'll say something.
What's up, Roger?
What's up, Roger?
I agree with what you said. Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of it. This one.
Okay, go ahead, Rod.
Or did I mute Roger?
Are we unmuted?
We are unmuted, but I did have to mute a few lines because of background or
okay.
Yes, who's this? Please go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I just got in on the call. I just got out of work, so I just listened to the last 15 minutes of it, and I already agree with him. So there's nothing I want to dispute.
Yeah.
When I heard
Trump was jumping in, I thought, well, now here's someone who can support himself and is not going to be under the control of that secret government. I really feel that way. So I have
I heard that. I heard that car tires have a very high radiation amount in them, and that the black marks on the road from the tires, which are degrading from the radiation from the chemtrail, actually have radiation in them, so that black tire screech marks on the road have radiation in them, as do your tires. And the airplane parts and the seals and the gaskets are all faulty because of this radiation from the fallout of the chemtrails.
What's out to not believe everything, though?
No, it comes from a pretty reliable source.
It's good to check.
Nothing would surprise me, okay? You got to realize, once you believe that they want to get rid of us, it's like the Michael Jackson song, they don't care about us, okay? Once you realize that we're expendable and they just have to look like they care so we don't just, rush. Why do you think they want to have gun control? Because that keeps them from totally invading us, okay? But it isn't us and them. Roger, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we hear you.
I was going to say, I agree with 95% of what you said. And let me add one more little tidbit here. If you Google Rockefeller Foundation and vaccines, you'll find out that they're spiking the vaccines with anti-fertility elements, which will sterilize women. And this is going on in Africa right now. So just do a little Google search, you'll find out. Rockefeller and Bill Gates, they're part of the cabal, and they're not our friends.
Right. Thank you.
Well, and with regards to this election, it appears to be a case of the devil you know versus the devil you don't know.
Well, I think that's true. But when I look at the devil I know and what they've done in the last 8 years... You know, one of the things I just read, look this up, Putin likes Trump. Now, that could be a negative, because if you look at Putin as our enemy, it's a negative. But I think that Putin and Trump both know how to negotiate. I don't think Hillary knows how to negotiate.
Trump said something about... recognizing Russia's right over the Crimea or something of that nature. So naturally, Putin is going to say yes. And Hillary, as Secretary of State, helped slap a lot of sanctions on Russia. So Putin's stirring the pot here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We don't have time to go into that whole Crimea thing. But,
whatever.
Supposedly, they had an election there. Supposedly, it was a legal election. And that they
and about 3 months after Obama took office for the first time, suddenly everything he was putting out changed. So at some point in time, he got rid of the Riot Act, and I think you're going to see the same thing happen no matter who gets elected.
Well, I don't even know if Trump, let's just say I'm right, and that Trump is at the moment outside of the cabal. I don't know.
Which cabal? A lot of the stuff he built in New York was all with mob-controlled construction companies. You don't think they have anything to do with him now?
Do they control him now? I don't know. Listen, we can't get into an argument like this. You made your statement.
Well, then, don't open the lines.
Huh? Okay. Thank you, Michael. I'll give you another chance to present your point of view. We can have a public debate, okay?
There we go.
The Michael and Clinton debate. But and we're running out of time. Anyone else has something to say?
I'll say thank you.